A Boulder County inmate is suing the Boulder County Sheriff's Department for using a stun gun on him while officers restrained him at the county jail. The inmate has also named a former convicted sergeant with the sheriff's office, Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley, two commanders, and several deputies as the defendants in the lawsuit. The incident occurred in September 2020 after Longmont police transported the inmate to the Boulder County Jail upon a domestic violence arrest. According to an arrest affidavit, the former sergeant with the sheriff's office instructed deputies to secure the inmate in a restraint chair, and after the inmate continued to be combative, the sergeant used a stun gun on the inmate's leg for 5 seconds. The former sergeant, who used the stun gun in connection with the incident, received a guilty verdict last December for third-degree assault and official misconduct while also receiving a probation sentence in January. Along with claims of excessive force, the inmate's lawsuit alleges jail deputies stood by and observed the threats and taunts directed at the inmate, along with the sheriff's office failing to train the officers. The sheriff's office issued a statement Thursday disagreeing with the lawsuit's allegations and said the former sergeant acted outside of their policy and training and bears responsibility for his decisions. A Denver District Court judge issued an order Thursday that the Adams County Coroner must release the unredacted findings of Elijah McClain's updated autopsy report. McClain, a 23-year-old black man, died in August 2019 after Ward police physically confronted him and placed him in a chokehold while paramedics administered an overdose of the chemical sedative ketamine. The Denver District Court has authority over information released from the statewide grand jury investigation that has led to indictment and charges against the three Aurora police officers and two paramedics involved with McClain's death. A statewide grand jury indicted the first responders last year with charges that included negligent homicide and reckless manslaughter. Several news organizations sued the Adams County Coroner earlier in the month after the coroner declined their request for the release of the amended autopsy report. The coroner cited a judge's order sealing materials from the grand jury investigation. According to Colorado Public Radio, the Adams County Coroner, who is not a physician, did confirm the autopsy was amended because of grand jury testimony. An Adams County judge ordered last week for the coroner to produce the report with new information redacted within 7 days, even if the coroner blacked out the entire report. Because of the order granting a redacted version, the Adams County coroner said in a press release yesterday that she filed an emergency motion with the Denver District Court seeking the release of the report in its entirety. The Boulder County Republican chairwoman is challenging the residency of a House Democratic candidate, Tracy Bennett. KGNU's Christian Garibay has more.
Boulder County Republicans chairwoman and Lewisville resident Teresa Watson filed a complaint on Monday to the Boulder County District Attorney that requests a full, in-depth investigation of Colorado Representative Tracy Burnett's place of residence. Chairwoman Watson says she has watched Burnett's social media posts and Zoom call backgrounds and doesn't believe that Burnett lives in the town where she says she lives. Burnett is currently running for Colorado House District 12, which covers the areas of Lake Valley, Niwot, Lewisville, Gun Barrel, Lafayette, Gooding, and Superior. The district previously covered Longmont, but has been changed after redistricting. Burnett allegedly now lives in a new address in Lewisville. Watson filed the complaint after she noticed that Burnett posted multiple times on social media that she was in her former home. In order to run for a certain district, a candidate must live within that district for at least a full year. As of now, the Boulder District Attorney says he received Watson's complaint but has made no statement about Burnett's investigation. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
Over 40 environmental activist groups have voiced their opposition to a new Suncor pipeline in Commerce City. KGNU's Kara DeMari has more.
Suncor Refinery's Line 1 Rocky Mountain Pipeline project would cross through the South Platte River and triple the pipeline greenhouse gas emissions in Commerce City. It would also pass through a 100-year flood plan, according to 350 Colorado. The Rocky Mountain Pipeline Project's goal is to replace the already existing 10-inch pipeline with a 16-inch pipeline. Heidi Leithwood, 350 Colorado climate policy analyst, said to 350 Colorado, Line 1 directly undermines Colorado's efforts to seek environmental justice and meet climate targets. The news comes in the same month that the Environmental Protection Agency has downgraded Colorado's air quality from serious to severe. And Suncor is the largest ozone polluter in the state. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.
The city of Aurora announced Wednesday they had narrowed their search for a new police chief to 3 finalists. Shortly after Aurora made the announcement, city officials said candidate Scott Booth of Danville, Virginia, withdrew his candidacy. According to the Aurora Sentinel, city officials say they did not receive a reason for his withdrawal, but may approach some of the original semifinalists for reconsideration. The remaining finalists selected by a California-based recruiting firm are Scott Ebner, a retired lieutenant colonel and deputy superintendent of administration for the New Jersey State Police, and David Franklin, chief of staff for the Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department. City manager Jim Twombly fired former chief Vanessa Wilson last April, saying there were leadership problems in the department but offered no details. Former Chief Dan Oates stepped in shortly after Wilson's firing as interim chief. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Breezy winds are predicted for the upper Metro Front Range region, with winds gusting as high as 23 miles per hour for Fort Collins. Tonight, skies will be clear with temps in the mid to upper 40s and a low around 50 for Denver. The current temperature in Boulder is 54 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.